Excuse me, doctor. Sorry, I forgot. You don't like your students being so formal outside of class. My bad. Professor, hi. I saw your door was open. Are you available for a quick tutoring session? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate how accommodating you are. Making sure you're available for your students, even after hours. I think that's cool. I'll just close the door so we'd have a little more privacy. You see, this is embarrassing, and I hate asking you for a favour right away. Especially since this is the first time we're meeting in person. I really wanted to make a good impression. Oh, thank you. It's so nice that you noticed me. You must have 100 students a year. That makes me feel so special, Professor. I guess you caught me. I do like to play teacher's pet sometimes. I feel like such a coward. Even knowing you're a doctor doesn't make this any easier. So, yeah, back to the subject at hand. I need your help. Obviously, you're a great teacher, but the last lecture left me with a lot of questions. Yeah, the chapter about human reproduction. I just don't understand the logistics of insemination. I have so many questions about how the process actually works. You know, in real life, I don't want to Google it. I'd probably end up with the virus or closing a million ads for terrible porn. So, I was really hoping you would help me instead. Please, Professor. Oh, thank God. I mean, thank you. Trust me, I know this is awkward. But look, I brought notes. Actually, I may be a little over-prepared. I was so nervous that I practically wrote a whole syllabus on how I'd hope this conversation would be. But I didn't want to waste your valuable time. This class is so important to me. Okay. I guess this is the first one is clarification more than anything else, Professor. I don't understand the difference between sperm and semen. Thanks for explaining. I knew they didn't mean the same thing. So semen is the fluid that comes out of a penis during ejaculation, but sperm are the little swimmers headed for my eggs, determined to actually impregnate me, right? Don't worry, Professor. I think that personalising the scientific process helped me take in the information on this topic. Monomics are really useful study tools, you know. Plus, the door is closed, so no one can hear us. Next question. Is there a scientific way for men to change the taste or smell of their semen? I see. This evidence is mostly anecdotal. Pineapple and kiwi seem to give the best results. Interesting. Hey, Professor. Can I come over there? This feels really, really impersonal talking to each other from across your desk. Thanks. It shouldn't take much longer, so I'll just sit here on the edge of your desk, if you don't mind. What about the consistency of someone's semen? Can that be regulated at all? So it varies, depending on the person, huh? And fluid intake plays the most important role. Got it. Are you okay, Professor? You look a little uncomfortable. And you've been breathing erratically since I sat next to you. I know this is a different dynamic than you're used to. Us being alone together like this. I wonder what will happen if I just spread my legs up and right next to you. Oh, I caught you looking. Oh, chill out, Professor. Being teacher's pets hasn't gotten me anywhere so far. Figured I'd go for the direct approach. Plus, the look on your face was priceless. I've had a crush on you forever. I used to stare at you so desperately during class. I'm sure it was obvious. Even unintentional innuendos in your lectures would make me blush and squirm from the pictures in my head. You have no idea how crazy you've been making me, Professor. Try sending you signals that I was interested. I wore tight shirts that showed off my breast during every class for you. I deliberately bent over in front of you as often as possible. Oh, and I put my entire ass on display for you, hoping it would awaken some passion for me. Wasn't my hot young body tempting? Did I ever make you as hungry as you made me? Oh, yeah, I was asking for it. Begging, really. I've wanted you since the first day of class, Professor. Your whole vibe turned me on. Your intellect, your kindness. You're so sexy. Shh, let me finish. Is this really so wrong? I don't think so. I'm just seducing my favourite professor. We're both adults, so what's holding you back? Some silly squirrels? Oh, give it up, Professor. I have all the power in this situation already. And you know we both want it. So why don't you drop the pretense? I'm in charge here. And I want you to show me how sperm is delivered to my eggs. I thought everything through a million times. The risks, the rewards. I want this. Tell me, Professor, do you want it too? Oh, no, I do not want to use a condom. I want you to come inside me so I can learn what it feels like. That's the entire point. Plus, I have an aversion to latex. I promise I don't have any STDs. I just got a free test to the clinic. You don't have to worry. I'd never put you at risk like that, Professor. Unzip your pants, please. I'm going to wiggle out these pretty little panties, pull up my skirt and climb into your lap. And that way your penis can be as deep inside me as possible while we copulate, facing each other. Let me just put this leg over yours. And then we'll... Oh, nothing is wrong. I just felt the increased temperatures of our genitals. Combined in close contact, the heat is palpable. I know this borders on circular system talk, but blood flow is important for what we're about to do. After all, that's why your penis is so erect, Doctor. Oh, so do you like it when I call you Doctor? I just saw the muscles of your phallus flex upwards. I believe that's called a sympathetic muscle response, yeah? Science is so sexy, don't you think? I wonder what happens if I rub my labia back and forth across that shaft of your penis. Oh, you're being a little too vocal, dear Doctor. You wouldn't want anyone outside to hear us. So I'm just going to set my panties and stick them right here in your mouth. There we go. Oh, I saw a little pre-cum leak out of your glands just now. Good thing there isn't usually any sperm in pre-ejaculation. Let me just take care of that for you. We wouldn't want those sweet secretions going to waste. Now would we, Doctor? Now, I want you to put your dick inside me and show me how babies are made. Yes. Fuck. Yes. This is so intense. This agonised, slow insertion. Feeling my slick vulva part as you slide. up past my lubricated labour, Minerva. Oh, oh, and penetrate me. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, yes. Ah, oh, that feels. Ah, oh, this is incredible. Oh, I thought I knew what to expect. Ah, oh, ah, oh, there would be a rush of endorphins, increased blood flow. Ah, oh, sensitive nipple and ending to be stimulated. Ah, oh, but I had no idea it would feel. Ah, oh, this good. Ah, oh, oh, just fuck me, doctor, please. Ah, oh, really, fuck me. I want to feel every moment of this. Ah, oh, yes. Ah, oh, uh-huh. I want to look in each other's eyes as we copulate to completion. Uh-huh. Ah, oh, yes, doctor. I want you to come in me. I guess it's as possible. Ah, oh, not probable. I could have a semen allergy. How about only about 1% of people do? Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, oh, that's a statistical acceptable risk. I don't overthink this. Ah, 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 I want your semen. Ah, oh, doctor. Ah, oh, your sperm specifically. I make up for a very, ah, oh, small proportion of semen by volume, so I want to be precise. Oh, I need to understand, to be taught. Oh, what it's like to be bred. Ah, oh, oh, fuck. Oh, your sperm is precious, doctor. Oh, it takes 3 months for sperm to be delivered by ejaculation. Oh, oh, this means yours has been waiting for me since the first day of class. Oh, now it's time to give it to me. Please, doctor, please thrust inside me. Thrust deep inside of me. Oh, I have to feel your cock pounding into me. The head right against my cervix as you come. Ah! 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 Yes! I, yes, doctor! Ah! I like that! Ah! Oh, come with me, doctor! Ah! Ah, you have to. Ah, oh, let your hot semen squirt into me as I orgasm. Ah, oh, oh, that's right. Pump it into me. My muscles are squeezing you so hard. I can feel your seed burning its way to my cervix. Oh, I'm so soft right now. Oh, so up to contractions. Oh, pull it up, up, and glide my uterus. Oh, this is so perfect, you see. I'm ovulating, doctor. My eggs have been waiting. For you, I needed you to be the one to fertilise them. Imagine if we got twins on the first try. Oh, that would be so lucky. Oh, let me get off your lap. I have to. Oh, again, my cognitive and motor functions. I'll sit back down on the desk while I get myself together. Of course I planned this. It had to be this way. And it had to be with you. Remember my whole speech about how desperate I was for you earlier? Not like I wanted a one-night stand, Professor. I want a baby and you're going to give it to me. I have high hopes for our first insemination attempt. According to the most recent data available on ejaculation, you just give me the gift of around, well, 15 to 75 million sperm. And the conditions in my body are very conducive to fertility right now. If it doesn't happen this time, we'll just try again. Could you hand me my panties, please? Thank you. Now sit back. I'm going to lean in and tell you something very important before I go. I'm not going to go all crazy on you. I like you. That's why I wanted you to breed me, impregnate me, to father my offspring. And now that you've knocked up your little co-ed, I have you right where I want you. From now on, you will come in me whenever I want. You understand, Professor? Great. So glad we're on the same page. In case it doesn't take, I need you to do a few things for me in the meantime. Don't smoke, work out a few times a week, get plenty of sleep, and avoid hot tubs. I'll monitor my health as well. We need to make sure our reproductive system is in peak condition. For the sake of our future progeny, of course. I think that's all for now. Oh, I want to get home and put my feet up before your semen starts leaking out of me. I know stuff like that doesn't really help, but I'll enjoy visualising your sperm fertilising my eggs anyhow. See you in class, Professor.